Welcome to GAO's Watchdog Report, your source for news and information from the U.S. Government Accountability Office. It's March 2016. Each year, the Department of Homeland Security invests billions of dollars in major acquisition programs. A team led by Michelle Mackin, a director in GAO's Acquisition and Sourcing Management team, recently completed this year's quick look at how well DHS is overseeing this spending. Jacques Arsenault sat down with Michelle to talk about what they found.
GAO looks at the DHS's major acquisition programs each year. Can you give me some examples of what these programs or systems are?
Sure, Jacques. It's actually a very diverse range of major acquisitions. And at DHS, major acquisitions are programs expected to cost $300 million or more. So you have Coast Guard ships and aircraft, TSA, the baggage and passenger screening systems we're all familiar with at airports. Customs and Border Protection has towers for surveillance along the southwest border. And of course, like all agencies, some major IT acquisitions.
And about how big is the portfolio overall?
It's about $7 billion in major acquisitions.
So then in this year's look, what were some of the things that you found?
This year in the quick look, we looked at 1 year. So during calendar year 2015, what happened to the major acquisitions? And what we found is that 8 of 25 major acquisition programs, which were in our scope, had cost increases, schedule slips, or both. The cost increases averaged about $1.7 billion and about an 11-month average schedule slip. And the reasons for these are varied, but I guess one of the more troubling reasons is that the estimates in many cases weren't sound to begin with. And this has been something we've noted for years, and it's been an issue at the department that management has been trying to work on. We have found that for the 25 major programs, 12 had changed key performance requirements since 2008. And by key, we mean the most important requirements, so airspeed for an aircraft, for example, or detection capabilities for the towers along the southwest border. Again, part of the reason, in some cases, legitimately, the threats evolving, new capabilities needed to be added, and so forth. In other cases, the requirements were not well defined to begin with.
Sure. So they're sort of facing the impacts of poor planning earlier on.
Exactly.
In the process.
Exactly.
Now, I noticed that you also found that there were some improvements in some of the ways that DHS is managing at least some of the projects. Can you talk about those?
Yeah, we've seen, I would say, in the last 2 years, some very real progress at the department, and that is largely due to sustained attention by senior leadership. We've reported for many years their acquisition policies are actually very sound. They reflect a knowledge-based, milestone-based approach, which is good. But when you're dealing with these components that all kind of came together in 2003 with varying capabilities, it's been a struggle to kind of make sure that acquisition policy flows down and is implemented at all the components and by all the programs.
Now, despite those improvements, this year GAO is making multiple recommendations, and we've made recommendations in the past. Can you talk a little bit about those recommendations and what, if any, progress DHS has made on the previous recommendations?
Sure. This year, we really focused on affordability and funding in our recommendations. The department itself has acknowledged it has about a 30% gap between what these major programs are expected to cost and the money they're expected to receive for a 5-year period. And the chief financial officer has made a concerted effort to kind of get a handle on this and has made really good progress. But we did recommend some areas, including reporting to Congress, just to make sure that that attention is kept up. Over the years, since 2005, we've made 64 acquisition management-related recommendations to the department. They've implemented most of them into the 40s. We have seen progress there. They normally agree with what we're saying and are trying to do the right thing.
And finally, what would you say is the bottom line of this report?
I would say, you know, they're not out of the woods yet. They're still trying to implement this policy at all levels throughout the department, but we definitely have seen improvement here, again, due to the sustained leadership attention, which is clearly needed there to make sure all the programs and components are on board. We'll keep an eye on it and do our next quick look and see what the situation looks like next year.
To learn more, visit GAO.gov and be sure to tune in to the next episode of GAO's Watchdog Report for more from the Congressional Watchdog, the U.S. Government Accountability Office.